As we call this special city council meeting order, and Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Here.
Councilmember Steer?
Here.
Mayor Nelson?
Here, thank you. All right, the purpose of this special meeting is to consider a lot split for the solar Orgis Energy. And I think Troy is planning to catch you up to speed on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Turn over to you, Troy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the record, Troy Behinnan, Kuna Planning and Zoning Staff. The application you have before you this afternoon, 15-01-LS, or lot split, is an application by Idaho Solar One LLC, which the managing company is Orgis Energy USA Incorporated. They have submitted an application for a lot split. The applicant is here and will present just a few comments after my comments. My comments are going to be limited to just the regulatory items about a lot split. Lot split is a public meeting. The public is invited, but there is no public testimony. So therefore, there were no notices sent out to neighbors. Didn't need to be posted, and is a discretionary tool for the council. I stand before the council this afternoon to say that there are properties that a property must be a qualifying property in order to receive a lot split in the city of Kuna. This property is in the city, and it has not been split since 1977, or December 7th to be specific, of 1977. And so staff views that this property is eligible for a lot split. I will let Michael Chestone elaborate on the need for the lot split, but staff suffice to say that it is needed for their financing to be lined up and to get it in place for their project. This property, as you know, recently received a special use permit for 220 acres of the Anderson property. The property that's being split off, that will be the eastern half of the 115 acre parcel, it will not be the recipient to any of the solar panels or anything like that. It's basically unneeded land by the Orgis company, and so and I've spoken
and
with
Troy did make you maps,
yes,
so that you can yep. identify exactly what piece of property we're talking about.
And I spoke with the planning director and the city attorney, and this shouldn't have any effect on the special use permit at all. As the mayor did say, I did place a couple of additional maps on your desks. One shows the property site location. Another one shows the parcels that are going to be affected by this lot split. And then it shows their relation to the city limits. So as you can see, this 115 acre parcel is actually entirely within the city. And then you see its relationship to the Anderson property, the Anderson Enterprises property. And with that, I would stand for any questions that the council might have.
Okay, are there questions of Troy? And you said Michael?
He is here.
Orgis.
Yes, is Michael Chestone. Yeah, he is here.
Wants to address us. Are there
yes,
any
sir.
Questions?
Troy?
Go ahead.
This is in the city limits now?
Yes, sir, it is.
Long Clover there?
Yes, yeah. This is actually the furthest eastern extent of the city limits.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the southeast.
Off of that swale,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the southeastern corner of the yeah. city limits.
Okay, further question?
Okay. Just to point out, there is one map. It's got gray on the parcels. The gray parcels indicate the city limits.
Okay. Yeah, very understandable. Well, thank you, Troy. And Michael, if you would like to address the council, please identify yourself so that Chris can get in the minutes.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen of the council, Michael Chestone, I'm Director of Development with Origis Energy. Address is 79 Southwest 12th Street, Miami, Florida. First, thank you very much for considering the application that we prepared for you here for our project. The lot split is a critical piece of the entire plan and the project rollout. We had initially acquired large tracts of land from two different landowners, the Anderson family to the north and the Nicholson family to the south. The Anderson family's desire was to kind of sell all of their property or none of it at all, when we only needed a portion of it for our project site. The Nicholson family is subsequently interested in buying that additional land back, and we have made a commercial agreement with them to be able to sell them that land back. Part of the land is irrigated and farmed, part of it is dry ground, and the intent would be to transfer some of the water rights that we have and had acquired from the solar facility to be able to bring some dry ground into production and allow the Nicholsons to also expand their farming operation. The reason for the timing and the request of the lot split is the financing of the project. We're looking to close on both the real estate and the construction facility for the project over the course of the next couple of days. And mechanically, between the title commitments, the ALTA surveys, and the sequence of transacting between closing on the Anderson property, closing on the Nicholson property, and then reselling back to Carl would require that we actually had the split in place to be able to sell Carl back the portion of unused land. So that is the reason for the request for the split. We tried to locate it in an area that was within, you know, kind of the natural bounds of a hillside where there's actually an existing berm, and it's kind of a natural split between existing irrigated farmland, and then down below at the bottom of a hill there's some other farmland, and in the middle there's kind of a nice dry area where one could put potentially a home in the future, or a shop or a barn or something like that. So we feel it's a good natural split for the properties, and kind of will allow the project and the neighboring farming operation to coincide and cooperate nicely.
Okay. Would you stand for questions if the council has any questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. Questions? I think it's pretty straightforward.
Mayor,
can I just talk to you on the way you handled that lot appeal?
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Mayor?
Yes.
And that appeal process, this property you're talking about, isn't part of any concessions or anything?
No.
I just want to make sure whatever you promised them doesn't
correct
affect. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Good, thank you.
I have one question that really has nothing to do with this per se, but
sure.
Does this kind of, where we've got this much smoke in the air and what have you, does that affect your paneling panels in the way they operate?
Sure, it does. It impacts production, just as any fog or other atmospheric impediment would. The way that we gather our data is based on what we call TMY sites, or a typical meteorological year. That data is gathered from a series of airports and held and aggregated by the U.S. Department of Energy and the National Renewable Energy Lab. So historically, over the last 30 years, that data would take into account things like the smoke, and it would already be built into our statistical analysis for the performance.
Okay, great. I kind of thought that was probably.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Further questions?
I have a question for Gordon. As soon as he wakes up.
Gordon, are you prepared for a big question?
Shoot.
When we annex and give a permit, do the water rights revert back to the city automatically?
No, they don't. In fact, you'll know on, notice on our agendas frequently, there is actions that we take to annex the right to pool those rights, and that's for the surface water rights. And when they're held individually, like this property holds water rights separately and distinctly, unless they, by some condition we attach to the SUP, require them to convey those water rights to us, we don't get those either.
Okay, all right. Any further questions? Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. I could, you know, maybe one other thing on the water rights, if I might. There,
sure.
I was just telling Troy earlier that I sat with IDWR today just to kind of figure out the scope of what water rights we acquired and who needs what and what is part of what transaction. And we do have some excess. So, you know, I really appreciated working with the city and staff and everybody. And, you know, we'd like to extend that we would, you know, give the city, you know, kind of the first right and first look at any excess water rights that we have, because I know that it was something that was of interest. So they come from both groundwater wells that are existing, as well as some diversions from Indian Creek, which is never really running, but nonetheless.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the application 15-01-L5 is properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, based on the facts outlined in the staff's report, that we approve case number 15-01-LS, a lot strip request by item solar one LLC or Synergy.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We approve 15-01-L5, a lot split for Orgis Energy. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza? Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right, the application has been approved, and this lot is officially split. So, anyway, that concludes the business that we called the special meeting for. And so, we've not advertised for anything else, so we'd entertain then a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Chris?